Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
What's the most amount of weight that you've gained when you've gone away on vacation?
I feel like is this a healthy conversation to have?
I think everybody goes through it. It may not be healthy, but it's like a fact. I just got back from vacation yesterday afternoon. I was in Disney for a week.
Which is like treat central.
Oh my gosh. And it's funny because when you're away on vacation, you don't care. You're like, you know what? I'm on vacation.
Sure.
I'm going to eat what I want. I'm going to do what I want.
It's like the holidays.
Exactly. And there's like there's no time limit. You could do whatever. You're like, oh, I just had dinner, but you know what? I'll have 3 desserts. Why not?
Why not? Sure. It's part of the meal.
And then the worst possible thing you can do
is
get back and immediately get on a scale.
Yeah. Why did you do that?
Because I'm dumb. Because I don't know why I have to do that to myself. It's like I have to show myself it's not as bad as you think, except when it's as bad as you think.
You just have to have mental anguish to get through your day. Is that what it is? You put yourself through the pain.
Yeah, you know what? And it's, my favorite is when people are like, don't worry. It's just the salt. It's just the salt. It'll go down. I'd be like, oh, no,
it's
you don't know.
It's just the salt.
I'm one of those people that my whole life, I'm a yo-yo person. Like, I gain a lot of weight. I lose a lot of weight. I gain a lot of weight. I lose a lot of weight. So whenever you come back and do that, it's hard.
Well, you got to tell us the damage. What was the damage?
6.5 pounds.
6.5 pounds.
6.5 pounds.
Of pure French fries.
Of so much French fries. I have celiac disease and I have a bunch of other issues. So the one thing that Disney does right is that they have so many allergy options.
Yeah, that's great.
We're here at home. Like, you can't just go down the street and get French fries at most places because there's cross-contamination, whatever. So every time they'd be like, ma'am, we can make that for you, celiac safe. I'd be like, yes, please. I'll have a double serving.
I'll take 7 of those right now.
Yeah. So here we are. I'm back on my diet.
Here we are.
But I was thinking about it because, we were talking about Disney. They do those weird combinations that somehow just work. You know, like you try a food combination and you're like, that's not going to be good.
And ice cream and French fries.
Ice cream and yes. Like, if you ever go to a Wendy's and get your French fries and dip it in a chocolate frosty.
Yeah.
It's delicious. Same thing at McDonald's with the French fries and the chocolate.
There's a lot of science behind that. And it's simple. Like, you think about why you see ice cream shops at a beach all the time, because the salty air, the sweetness tastes better in your mouth.
Really?
There's a whole bunch of science behind it. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you're a chef, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, what have you seen that you didn't think was going to be a good combination? Because when my daughter was like, Ma, I heard they have these spring rolls that are a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
I was like, what? And then she had them, and I was just drooling at one side of my
sure.
mouth. I'm like, why didn't we think of this? Cheeseburger, spring rolls, that's fantastic.
Unbelievable. Bacon-wrapped Twinkies are the greatest thing ever invented.
Bacon-wrapped Twinkies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you talk about treats, that's a treat. And if you're talking about gaining 6 pounds, just eat one of those.
I don't know if I could... I don't know if I could sign on for that.
You say that until you try it, then you're like, oh my gosh, I have gone to heaven. This is incredible.
Well, that's how I felt the first time I had Brussels sprouts with maple syrup and bacon.
Uh-huh.
That I was like, you know what? We took something that was disgusting, Brussels sprouts.
The poor Brussels sprouts. They're delicious.
Well, now when you drench them in maple syrup and bacon, all of a sudden you're like, yeah, I'm eating vegetables. Look at me. I eat vegetables now.
What's not good drenched in maple syrup and bacon? Yeah, nothing.
True.
There you go.
Yeah.
You can put paper. Let's put this piece of paper I've got here with some maple syrup and bacon. It'll be delicious.
I remember when I was a kid, the first time, like, my mom used to pack me bagels with cream cheese like once a week in my lunchbox. That was the big treat day. And
that was your big treat?
Yeah, bagel, because every day I would have Nutella on bread. Did I ever tell you the story how I used to get bullied as a kid?
I'm waiting to hear it.
Okay, so when I was a kid, my parents are from Italy, so they had Nutella all the time.
Sure.
Now, this was before Nutella was a thing and everybody knew that it was delicious.
Right, right.
So I would have, on Wonder Bread, Nutella, and all my friends would say I was eating a poop sandwich, and they would laugh at me.
Oh my gosh.
And nobody would ever trade lunch with me because, Anna's eating a poop sandwich. And it was, like, horrifying. Meanwhile, I mean, now as an adult, I'm like, yeah. I had Nutella every single day. But on the off day, on Thursdays, I would have a bagel with cream cheese and I would put Doritos inside.
Ooh.
And I thought I was a master chef because I realized how delicious that was.
I think you're onto something there. That crunch on top
of
it.
So
are you kidding me? Unbelievable.
6.5 pounds. That's how much I gained being in Disney last week with all the strange food combinations that I could not say no to, like cheeseburger spring rolls.
It sounds delicious. Mm-hmm. It sounds unbelievable. I got some cheeseburger spring rolls right now.
Weird food combinations that are awesome. Producer Justin said that he didn't have any. What is it that you do, your snack?
It's perfectly normal. It's everyday stuff. I take a banana and I split it in half, top down. And then I cover both sides with Greek yogurt. I take some shredded coconut, put that on there, some peanuts, maybe some raisins if I have them, or dried cranberries. And then I take some bacon and put that on top of that.
Totally normal.
It's like a banana split, kind of, but with yogurt, healthy banana split. I love the bacon on top of it, that crunch, that savory. This is a great idea. I don't have a problem with this.
I love it.
You always have coconut available at your home?
Yeah, I have a big bag of shredded coconut in my drawer.
Interesting.
Yeah, and that's not weird.
You don't think that's weird?
No, I think it sounds delicious.
I think the average American home does not have shredded coconut ready to go at any given moment.
Well, I mean, it's not hard to buy. Every grocery store has it.
Yeah, but that's not like, you don't be like, oh, I gotta milk the eggs in the shredded coconut.
Wait, Justin, is it like sweetened coconut or is it just like...
No, it's unsweetened flakes, shreds.
All right, now that's not... Now we're getting weird.
I mean, bacon with your banana, though.
Sure. Yeah. Bacon goes great with everything. You don't think so?
I guess. I don't know with bananas, though.
I mean, listen, I'll make a salad sometimes with blue cheese and honey. They're delicious together.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
See? But that's an odd combination, isn't it?
A little balsamic on that, too?
Yeah, sure. Why not? Why not? I mean, olive oil and ice cream? Come on, you're Italian. That goes well together. You don't think so?
I do like olive oil cake. I've had that once, and that was pretty good.
A little really nice, delicious, peppery olive oil on top of vanilla ice cream is fantastic. And Justin, this is one of my favorites, too. What about delicious pulled pork on a pizza?
I put pulled pork on everything.
I mean, I have a kiddie pool full of pulled pork at my house.
Michael, what did you eat that you thought was going to be gross, but it was delicious?
I ate in Disney a barbecued pulled pork sandwich on a jelly donut.
Sounds incredible, and I'm sure incredibly healthy, too, because you're at Disney. Listen, barbecue pulled pork is great on everything.
Absolutely healthy as could be.
Oh, this sounds incredible. And regular jelly donut, like the raspberry jelly, or was it a grape jelly?
Grape jelly with the sugar donut.
Did you gain 6.5 pounds when you came back?
Probably. It's worth every bite.
Absolutely.
Do I need jelly donuts? I'm starving.
You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Mike.
Mario, your guilty pleasure snack. It's gross, but you love it. What is it?
All right. This is a weird one, I think. But it's delicious. You're just going to have to trust me. It's like melted marshmallow, right? You heat it up, melted marshmallow, and apple slices. Delicious.
I could see that being delicious.
Yeah, I can too. It makes sense to me. Like a Granny Smith apple, kind of the sour and the crunch with the sweetness from a marshmallow. It makes sense.
Well, it's sweet upon sweet.
If it's a sweet apple.
Yeah. What's the best kind of apple to use for apple pie plum?
Oh, Granny Smith.
Always?
In my opinion, yeah. Granny Smith or I like Honeycrisp too, which is very opposite of Granny Smith. But yeah.
Yeah. Why did you try that in the first place?
You know, it was kind of one of those things where we were having a little campfire. So we had the marshmallows and then I just happened to also have an, you know, it was just kind of the right place, right time. I had both things at the same time. So I said, hey, why not? Let's try it out.
I like that analogy. Right place, the right time to try a food combo. When did you, out of necessity, Plum, do the right place, right time, and you found something that was awesome together?
Wow, that's a great question. When's the last time I did that? Man, right place, right time. Maybe it was the first time I put lettuce on a turkey burger instead of bread. Now, listen, I'm not proud of this, but using like lettuce as almost like a wrap for a turkey burger. It's delicious. But
I do like that too, honestly.
But I was out of bread. I didn't have any bread at the house. We planned on having turkey burgers, which was awesome, but I forgot to get bread. So we used Boston bib lettuce, you know, as the outside of it, which I'm not proud of. My chef friends will make fun of me, but that's what we had.
It's like a lettuce cup.
Exactly.
Lettuce cups are great.
Exactly.